Hirsch in this week's parsha, in his inimitable way, takes up on a nuance in the psukim, and with that he has a fascinating thought. So the Torah has the parsha of the travels of Klal Yisrael, Apir Shem Yisrael, Apir Shem Yachanu, and that's stressed multiple times in the psukim, in Kapitel Tes, starting from Pasuk Tes Vav, Ubiyam Akimesh Mishkan, through Pasuk Chav Gimel. The Torah talks about how Klal Yisrael would travel, and talks about their wanderings. But what's interesting, the point of the Psukim did not stress, he points out, the how long they wandered for, and the back and the forth, but rather stresses how long they stayed. If they were there for one evening, the next morning they had to go, or they had to stay for a year, or for a month, or for 2 days, whatever it was, they would stay. He says the psukim throughout the whole parsha stress the staying more than they stress the traveling. So why is that? And the answer to the question is one simple word, the word patience. The challenge over here was patience. We need to go. We're not supposed to be in the Midbar. We're supposed to go to Eretz Yisrael. We want to get there already. Why are we staying here? Hashem said to stay. Next morning, the same thing. Later in the day, the same thing. When you're moving, it's not as difficult, even if you're moving around. I don't know about you, but I feel much better about traffic when I'm moving forward, even if it's stop and go, but at least I'm moving forward, or I'm moving forward slowly, is much better than just sitting in traffic. It definitely tries your patience in a much, much more difficult way. So he says, if you look closely at the way the Torah describes, it's not so much the strain of lengthy wanderings as the patient endurance of the lengthy stops, which that was the real task of the test. Hashem is testing Klal Yisrael. They were willing to follow his direction and the way he is running our lives. If we're going to accept that and be mevatel our own desires to Hashem. So that was the purpose of the testing. Says the testing is much more in the world of patience. And he goes to the psukim to point that out. In Pasuk Yedzayin, in Pasuk Yudkes, in Pasuk Yudkes. Clearly then, the exercising enduring patience is specially stressed. He says that this is much more so when you think about the idea of being in a desert. Klal Yisrael knew that this is not the end of their wanderings, and the goal was ahead, and they're being held back from going there to Israel, to the promised land. So these were, I'm going to read his words, exercises in that virtue of quiet and cheerful, devoted and confident enduring patience. So the virtue of quiet and cheerful, devoted and confident enduring patience, which the people of Hashem's guidance require more than any others in their godless wandering through the wilderness of the nations, as Anavi calls it, during many centuries of the future, in which the word of the prophet so significantly renders as Im Yismameya, if Hashem is going to take a long time, Chakelo, just wait. So that's the Nusach which we say in the Animamen. Even though the Mashiach is going to be Mismameya, is going to tarry, I can wait. So it doesn't mean the waiting of the way he's describing it, of total impatience and stamping your feet, and means recognizing that there's a reason why it's taking time, still being confident it's going to happen and not being discouraged. It's a combination of not being discouraged and accepting that this is the path that has to be taken, has to be trodden. It's a tremendous lesson in our lives, the challenge of patience when things, we're just waiting for things to happen, and patience in general. Have a good Shabbos.